Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Crazy story sent to me by almost everybody, and widely reported, by the way. Rick, Patrick, Doug, Heather, Keith, Jason, Kevin, thanks for sending it. From the BBC, husband on leash breached Quebec's COVID curfew. There's a lot going on there. And it's one of those headlines, you read it a couple times, make sure you saw all the words correctly. Did I misread a couple or what? A couple in Canada have been fined for breaking COVID curfew rules after the woman was caught walking her husband on a leash, according to local media. See, they thought they'd found a way around a loophole, as they say. The woman reportedly told police that she was just out walking her dog near their home in the city of Sherbrooke in Quebec province. On Saturday, the province imposed a nightly curfew between 8 o'clock in the evening and 5 o'clock in the morning. Walking a dog near your home is one exception to those rules. So they were going to impose a curfew, and somebody said, what about those of us who've got to walk our dogs? Do we actually have to break the curfew to walk? No. Okay. There's an exception. If you're out walking your dog, you can do this. So the pair were spotted by police at around 9 o'clock on Saturday, an hour after the curfew began, just a short while after the new rules had come into effect. They reportedly told police that they were following the rule for pets. A spokesperson of the Sherbrooke Police Department told the local newspaper the couple did not cooperate with the police at all. So it wasn't just a little joke, haha, you got us. They also didn't cooperate with the police. They were each fined $1,546 Canadian. And this article from the BBC does the conversions for us. It's $1,212 US, or it's 893 pounds sterling. Police across Quebec have issued 750 tickets for violations during the first weekend of the curfew. Canada has seen a recent surge in COVID-19 infections, nearing 670,000 total cases since the pandemic began. On Monday, Quebec's premier called on residents to respect social distancing rules, saying, I know it's difficult, but Quebecers are able to work as a team when necessary. He warned that the situation in the province's largest city, Montreal, was really critical and said hospitals were nearing the point where they would not be able to treat all patients. So there's a bunch that we can talk about here, one of which is they fined them both. They fined them both. They didn't just fine the person holding the leash. They fined the guy on the leash. And this is the kind of thing where I know some people are going to go, you know, for comedic value, that'd be worth it. But there are other people out there going to go, oh my gosh, can you imagine that guy going to work and going, your wife was out walking you on a leash. That's going to go over really, really well. Somebody's bound to suggest, however, that maybe if the man identified as a dog, we'd have an argument, right? I don't think so. But this is a great example where people have said to me, they say, Steve, you know, when they pass a law, how do we know what terms mean? Like a motor vehicle. The law says you must have a driver's license to operate a motor vehicle on the public roads. How do we know what a motor vehicle is? And interestingly enough, many statutes contain definitions. And so a statute in Michigan on having a driver's license actually says a motor vehicle is defined as the following, and it defines it. So the first thing is you look at the statute and go, does the statute define that word? The second thing that happens is if the statute does not define the word, the courts will then often look to other cases and say, have the courts ever been asked to interpret this word before? And that's easy to do nowadays with computers and all that stuff. There was a time when it wasn't that hard to do because you look up terms and books, people cross-referenced and re-indexed all this stuff. And it took a little bit of work, but you could do it. But that's all easy to do now. So if you ever want to find out if a court has ever addressed what this particular word means, even though it's never been defined, you can find a case where they say that. If you can't find a case, then you go to the next step. But back up for a split second. A lot of times when courts run into trouble and say, hey, we are looking at this word in a statute. We don't know how it's defined. Statute doesn't define it, and the courts have never defined it. So we're going to take a stab at it and we're going to define it. What happens quite often is the court will then define it and then someone will go to the legislature and go, guys, the easiest solution here, instead of letting the courts make up all our definitions for us, the easiest solution would be for the legislature to step up and define the word. And so they'll often amend a statute and they'll actually amend the definition section and they'll simply say, from this point forward, this word means this. and they'll resolve the ambiguity that way. But it's also occasionally the case where they will look to dictionaries. And this is one of the weird things, because a lot of guys out there will tell me that the Black's Legal or Black's Law dictionaries are controlling on something. And controlling means that they are the authority. And Black's Law Dictionary is never the authority, never the authority. They are sometimes looked to for guidance, but it's interestingly enough, they don't give any more deference to Black's Law Dictionary than they do to just Webster's Dictionary, the Oxford English Dictionary. Dictionaries are dictionaries. And this is one of those things where somebody will dig through a Black's Law Dictionary and find a definition they like. And they'll say, look, 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 Black's Law Dictionary is the law and it agrees with me. And Black's Law Dictionary is not a legal source. It's just another dictionary. It's published by a private company and it's not put out with any help from legislators or courts. It's just a dictionary put out by a private company. It has editors, and the editors do their best to find the best definitions for legal terms using all the sources out there. But keep in mind, among other things, that they only put out one Black's Law Dictionary for the whole country. They don't put out one for Michigan. They don't put out one for Ohio or Utah or Oregon or Washington. I could name all 50. But they don't. They put out one Black's Law Dictionary. Every couple of years, they put out a new one. And so the idea that, no, Blacks is the controlling law in all 50 states is simply not true. But if this case were to happen in America, some municipality or state or a government issues a rule and says, you can only walk your dog outside. Okay? They might not define the word dog in that statute because they go, it's got a common meaning. Everyone knows what a dog is. Everyone knows what a dog is. Now, the question is, did the statute say walk your dog or walk your pet? Because what if you, I don't know, had a cat that you could walk on a leash and you took your cat for walks? Would that qualify? Well, if the statute said pet, probably. What if you have a ferret? People have ferrets these days. What if you had a ferret? Want to take your ferret for a walk? Okay. Now, somebody might say, the law would clearly be aimed at people walking dogs because those are the animals that most people commonly walk. There are people who've got things like pot-bellied pigs as pets, but how often do you encounter them out walking? Now, I will tell you that on one occasion, I was out jogging and I ran across a guy walking a pig. And I stopped and said, excuse me, is that a pig? He goes, yeah. I go, I'm curious. I had a little conversation with the guy about his pig. So you can occasionally walk other pets. But the question then becomes, if the statute said pet, let's just assume it says pet. So it's nice and vague. It didn't say dog, it said pet. The question then is, what is a pet? What is a pet? And a court would most likely look at that and go, we all know what a pet is. We all know what a pet is. Now, of course, the woman could say, I refer to my husband as my pet. I call him my pet all the time. He calls me his pet. A court's going to go, no, the common terminology that we all accept, pet means an animal you keep in a house as opposed to an animal you keep in a barnyard or a barn or on a farm or on a ranch or a wild animal. It's a pet. So if you have an animal that's running loose in your yard, but you have no control over it, it's just a wild animal. If you take it in and exert dominion and control over it and feed it and possibly train it, it becomes a pet. So now, most courts don't like to just say everyone knows this stuff. It's painfully obvious. But once in a while, the courts have got to go through and spell out the painfully obvious for the people out there who sometimes takes a little pain from to see the obvious. And so they'll actually yank out some dictionaries. They'll yank out some dictionaries. So they yank out Oxford English Dictionary, a Webster's Dictionary, a Merriam, whatever, and then occasionally whip out a Black's Law Dictionary. Now the question is whether Black's Law Dictionary contains the word pet or not. And believe it or not, I've got a Black's Law Dictionary here. I often forget I've got this one. So you might go, does it define the word pet? Personal chattel, person skilled in the art, petition and bankruptcy, and pet. The word pet is not defined in Black's Law Dictionary. So they wouldn't turn to Black's for a pet. But of course, The Oxford English Dictionary will define pet because it defines everything. Pet. And pestilence. Pet. Any animal that is domesticated or tamed and kept as a favorite or treated with indulgence and fondness, especially applied to a lamb taken into the house and brought up by hand. And it says that's a common one in old literature and so on. But a pet. So a court might whip out a dictionary and go, there you go, that's what a pet is. And you'll notice it does not define a human that you're married to. So they might have thought they had a loophole here, but I think they're more either protesting or just seeing if they could get away with it. But I would urge you in the future, before you go out and risk getting hit with two fines totaling over 3,000 Canadian, that you might want to glance at the statute and see if it says, you know, walking your dog is defined as the following. And if not, ask yourself, will a court likely think I was walking my dog when I had my husband on a leash? I know the women in the audience are saying, Steve, some of us might buy that if we were on that jury. Probably doesn't go to a jury, though. It's probably more of a civil infraction kind of thing. But yeah, it's a crazy story. Husband on a leash breached Quebec's COVID curfew, from the BBC. And it was sent to me by Rick, Patrick, Doug, Heather, Keith, Jason, and Kevin. Thanks a lot. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. But I digress.